discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Apostle E.A. Ajay. Apostle E.A. Ajay is the founder and pastor of Devotional Light Church. He is also the founder of the Jesus the Answer campaign and an author of several best-selling books. Devotional Light Church is a vibrant church with people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to E.A. Ajay.
Today is a special service, and which we call Good Friday or Easter Friday. Amen. And it's a sacred day. It's a holy day for a Christian. Because for a Christian, this day is very important. And for a non-Christian, whether they know it or not, whether they believe it or not, this day is extremely important for them. Why? Because this is the day that God Almighty came and died on earth. He emptied himself and he came to die a painful death on earth. And I'm not saying that it's Jesus who came to die. I'm saying that it is God Almighty who came to die. Amen. And he died. He came in the form of Jesus and died. Not like he used Jesus. Amen. And I think sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes we are confused. Sometimes when I look at Christians, sometimes I feel like we are joking. Honestly, sometimes that's how I feel. Sometimes I feel like God is not tangible or real to us. And it's so painful because what it does is you will not benefit to the level that you are supposed to benefit. Amen. You won't benefit. You understand? So tonight has been designed, or my assignment tonight is to remind you that it is God and only God. God is one. Here, Israel. God is one. God is one. Amen. And I want to remind you, or I've been sent here to remind you by God that He came to die on earth. That's why this day must be remembered. Because what he did, his death, only he can do that. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's look at the scriptures so that I'll show it to you. Amen. Isaiah 53 verse 6. Dora, you position yourself just in case I need you to read the Bible for me, please. Isaiah 53 verse 6. So Isaiah 53 verses say, all, what version is this? Go use NIV for me, please. NIV, see, please. It says, we all like sheep have gone what? Astray. Each of us has turned toward our own what? Way. So every human being on earth was gone astray. Everyone had turned toward his own way. Amen. Some people were saying it's A, it's B. Some people were killing people, being wicked to people. But they were justifying, they were saying survival of the fittest. Everyone, they say, all, we all have gone astray. No, this is Isaiah. By then, Christ Jesus has not been born. In fact, it was over hundreds of years, over 300 years before Christ even was born. So he was saying that the world have gone what? astray. All of us, we've gone astray. And when you read Isaiah 59, verse 15, I'm building a case. Amen. I'm building a case. So we've all gone astray. Amen. And Isaiah 59, verse 15 to 16. Amen. So this is God who is speaking. He says, truth is nowhere to be found. This was the state of the world. This was our state. Remember, we've gone astray. And truth is nowhere to be found. And whoever shuns evil becomes a prey. Meaning the godly are picked on. Whoever shuns evil becomes what? A prey. And the Lord God Almighty look and was displeased. Are you reading it?
Yes.
That there was no justice. He saw that there was no one. Note, no one. He was applied that there was no one to intervene. Amen. So his own arm achieved salvation for him. So he said, when he looked at the world was in trouble, wickedness, everything. We've gone astray. But the seriousness was there was no one on earth who could intervene. This intervention was talking about salvation. We know he's talking about salvation because he said his own what? Arm, what? Intervene. So meaning when there was wickedness on earth, when we're all going astray, when we're all going into hell, there was no one fit on earth that by him or through him or with him, there can be what? Salvation. That God can intervene. So his own what? Arm brought salvation. This is repeated in Isaiah 63. Verse 45, don't go there yet. And look under, he went on to say, his own arm achieved salvation for him, and his own righteousness, what? Sustained him. Okay, now let's read Isaiah again, 63, verse 45. It said the same thing, but it added some things. So let's read it. It said, it was for me the day of what? Vengeance, the year for me to redeem. Had what? Come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was applied that no one gave support. So my own arm achieved salvation for me. And my own wrath sustained me. Amen. So it's the same thing, but the reason why we read this is to bring you the word redeem. You see, so when he looked, it was the year for him to what? Redeem. But there was no one. But his own what? Meaning himself brought salvation. So this is God talking. Amen. So when we look at these three scriptures, God was saying there was no one on earth that was fit to bring us salvation, to redeem us. So apart from him himself. So he himself what? Brought us what? Salvation. Amen. How did he himself brought us salvation? Please, today's teaching, I've broken it in five sessions. Because I really want you to understand the subject of, or that, the title of my message is, When God Died on Earth. When God Died on Earth. And today, that is what we are marking. Amen. So the three scriptures we read say, no one was fit to bring us salvation. And God by him what? Self has brought us salvation. How possible? And how, if possible, how did he do it? And how did he bring us salvation? Okay, John 1 verse 1. John 1 verse 1. So John 1 verse 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So note, he said there was something called the Word. This is not ordinary, because look, it is capital W. And he said this Word was with God, but this Word was God. Not like God. It is actually God. So John 1 verse 14. So John 1 verse 14 says, please, are you following? I want to show it to you in the scripture. You see why I say he has to sit at the back? He can't sit in front. You see, I said you didn't mind me. Now, John 1 verse 14 says, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Amen. We have seen his what? Glory. The glory of the one and only what? Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So John 1 verse 14 says, the word that was God came. Remember, the word was with God in heaven and was God. And now John 1 verse 14 says, this word that is God came in the flesh and made his dwelling among men. Meaning he came and lived among men. And this scripture says he lived as a son, meaning a human being, the only son. Amen. So please, are you following it? So this scripture is saying that the word of God, which is God, came on earth in the form of what? A man. Amen. John 1 verse 29 will make us understand that that man, the form that God came, is the man what? Jesus. So he said, the next day, John saw Jesus. No, we are reading from John 1. Yeah. And Jesus coming towards and he said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen. So when we consider, this is point two. Point two is saying that once upon a time, God Almighty came on this earth in the form of a man called Jesus. So not Jesus trying to be God. Many people miss it. Jesus didn't understand. God came as a human being and he named himself Jesus. When you read the Bible said, the angel told Mary and Joseph the name they should give to the boy. So note, not Jesus trying to be God. Not Jesus becoming God. It is God Almighty coming in the form of a man and he called himself Jesus. So it has got nothing to do with Jesus, but all to do with God. It's very important you understand it. Not Jesus, you hear people again, how can Jesus be God? No. Jesus cannot be God. Jesus didn't try to be God. It is God who came in the form of a flesh as Jesus Christ. Do you get the difference? So it's clear. The scripture says it. It says, we behold him. He dwell among men. So when we look at, when we take the first session, which is there was no one to save, we see the second session. He came in the form, amen, of Jesus. Please, are you understand? But how possible is this? We are looking at the third section. So the first session is God said there was no one fit enough to bring salvation. So he himself was bringing salvation. And I'm just showing that. So this God Almighty came in the form of what? A man called Jesus. Amen. Amen. Which is easier. You should be able to do it. You should be able to believe it. Because even magicians are able to bring rabbits out of handkerchief. Yes. I'm talking about real magic, not tricks. Amen. Amen. So, but the key is, how is that possible? How is that possible? The Bible showed us how God did it. Amen. We already know from John 1, John 14, that it was his word. His word is him. His word have the creative power. His word is him. Please, you understand. His word is able to what? Bring forth. And his word is, it's him. Because whenever he speaks, it becomes. Please, you understand. Now, how possible is this? Or how did he what? Do it? Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. I am building my case. The message itself is 5 minutes. But for you to understand and receive this 5-minute message, you must see it clearly in the scriptures. Amen. So Matthew chapter 1 verse 8 says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. Say his mother Mary was pledged to be what? Married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this scripture says, that Mary was a virgin because before he came together with Joseph, before they had sex, she was pregnant. How possible? But the Bible says Mary's pregnancy was through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Amen. So the Bible is saying that Jesus did not come by a man, but by the Holy Spirit. You see, me, I'm made up of what? Sperm and embryo. Isn't it? Yes. Am I right? Yes. You are made up of what? Sperm and embryo. But the Bible is saying that Jesus is made up of what? The Holy Spirit and embryo. He wasn't made up of sperm. How did the Holy Spirit do it? Luke chapter 1, verse 34 to 35. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 34 to 35. Because Mary asked, when they told Mary, you will be pregnant and give birth without a sperm, without sex. He said, how possible? Without these days, what do they do? You go IVF, nothing like that. He said, how would that be possible? And the angel explained to him, say, how would this be? This is Mary asking. Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Once again, note, it's capital S. So this is how he did it. The Holy Spirit did not have sex with him. The Holy Spirit came upon him. And when he came on him like the anointing, he said, the power of God overshadowed him. And the word, because we know the word, entered him, and he became pregnant. So Jesus is half word, half embryo. We are half embryo, half sperm. So that is why Jesus is the Son of God, the only begotten. Begotten, that means he was brought forth by God. So Jesus was 100% God, 100% man on earth. So this is the third section. Now, are you getting it? Please, are you getting it? He was a virgin. Are you sure? Should I drive on? So now we have seen clearly from the scriptures that God is the one who came, isn't it?
Yes.
As Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now let's read John 1 verse 18. So, I would like to go through the three stages, then we come back to the John 1 verse 18. Because the reason why I'm teaching this is you must understand times like this. And we must be deeper than we've ever been. I'm not talking about superstitions, no. I'm not talking about nice things, no. I'm talking about scriptures. I'm talking about simple word of God. I'm not talking about things that look or sound so exciting. I'm not even talking about things that make sense. I'm talking about what is in the scripture, what is truth, what every child can read and see. That is the deepness. Amen. Okay, so we've seen that God said there was no one on earth fit to bring salvation. And I've shown you that, we saw that, so he said he himself, his arm brought him salvation. And I've shown you that, so because his arm means that he himself came. And I've shown you how he came. He came by his word in the form of what? Jesus. So this separates Jesus from anyone on earth. Everyone is of sperm except him. One guy said to me, Jesus Dancer campaign, he said, but we are all sons of God. I say, it's true. The Bible says so. We are all sons of what? God. But Jesus is the only begotten, brought forth. brought forth. We were not brought forth. We are adopted. We are created in his image. But this is direct. Please, you understand. Now, John 1 verse 18. It says, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with what? The Father has made him what? Known. So now this is the key. This is the key. Now I want to show you that indeed Jesus is God. The reason why I want to show you that Jesus is God, because remember today we want to show that it is God that came to die as Jesus, not Jesus dying for God. It's two different things. It's like people say things has been taken from the Bible, which is not true. If we don't add things to the Bible, it doesn't mean it's been taken. It's two different things, not to add and to take. Please, you understand. So note what I want you to note here. It said, Jesus, who is himself God. Who is himself God. Not like God. Himself God. How? Why? Now you should understand. Because it is the word of God that entered into Mary and came forth as a man called Jesus. God came as a man. No one has ever seen what God, but the one and only Son, who himself God. Note, you see, they didn't put anything between himself and God, because he's God fully. Look at the same John 14 verse 9. John 14 verse 9. So John 14 verse 9 says, Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? So Jesus said to them, if you see me, you've seen the Father. Why? Because he himself is what? God. He wasn't trying to be God. It is God that has come in the form of Jesus. Jesus know nothing. All he know is God, because that is what he is. He didn't need to achieve anything. When you read Colossians chapter 1 verse 15, which is one of my favorites, amen. It says Jesus is the invincible image of God. The Son is the what? Image of the invincible God. No one has seen God. So Jesus is the what? Image of the invincible God. Not like. Why? Because he is God that came on earth. When you read the same Colossians chapter 1, verse 19, amen. It says, for all the fullness of God dwell in him. It says, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. That's why we say he was 100% God, 100% man on earth. The invincible image of God. All the fullness of God dwell in him. He himself being God. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 7. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 7. It's important we add this. Then we go to our final session, the fifth session. It says, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be what? Used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. Note, being made in human likeness, not human likeness being made in God. So Philippians say, Jesus, who, being in very nature God, intentionally took on the human what? Likeness. Why? Because there was no one to bring salvation. No one fit. He was looking. He was searching. He was looking for somebody, but there was no one. And for God so loved the world. He loved the world. He loved the world. So he has no choice for he himself to come. To come in a form of a man, in human likeness. Because you see, the only legal entrance to earth is the womb of a woman. Yes. That's why even demons, you need to call them forth. Someone need to invite them. Someone need to enchant to call them forth. You see, that's why we have to pray. Because when we don't pray, God cannot do anything on earth. Because the earth is for man. That's why the demonic, they need to cast spells. They need to perform rituals. Because if they don't, the demons cannot operate on earth. By that, they are inviting them. They are coming. It's like you are United Kingdom. If I invite somebody, because I invited somebody, all things because they will let the person what come. If nobody invites him, he cannot come. You understand? So God on earth came as a human being. He took up what? Human likeness as Jesus Christ and walked on earth and came on earth. And he came for one thing, for salvation. For salvation. But in order for salvation to come, he had to die. He had to die. He had to die. Because without death, he couldn't save anyone. Because the Bible said the wages of sin is what? Death. And the Bible said without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. So there must be shedding of blood. But no blood was everlasting. So God Almighty stepped on the land, removed divinity, and became man. Man. Vulnerable. Very vulnerable. People spit on his face. Maybe next year we'll go into that. People slap him. He was ridiculed. Because all he wanted was to die for mankind. You see, what we have to realize is no one took his life. He gave it willingly. Let's read the final session. John 10, chapter 17 to 18. He said, this reason my father loves me. Sorry, he said, the reason my father loves me is that I laid down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my father. So when Jesus came, he knew his work on earth is just to die. He was willing to die because other than that, he wouldn't come on earth. God wouldn't come. God had no reason to be on earth. Why? Because there was none, no one to save, no one to intervene, nor Buddha, nor Muhammad, not Hare Krishna, Kayandere Andura, none. They are human beings. They are human beings. Read their history. Some of them, you even vomit. Yes. 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 He came to die. No, he came to die. He came to die. Greater love has no man that a man lay his life. Let's read it. John 15, verse 13. So, God on earth as Jesus was not resisting death. In fact, he was looking forward for death. He knew that is why he has come. That's why he preached only 3 years and he left. He could have stayed longer. But he knew. Jesus' ministry was just 3 years. Greater love has no one than this. What is this? To lay down one's life for one's friends. He laid it. When he was going to Jerusalem, he knew it. That's why, as a human, he prayed that, if possible, let me not drink of this cup. He knew what was coming. He knew how it would be painful. But he has received a command. You know, that is why he has come. John 11, 49 to 50. But before we read that one, what am I saying? All I'm saying now is, God Almighty could not find anyone fit on earth to be a middleman, to rescue us, to save us. So he himself came in the form of a man called Jesus Christ. He called himself. If you read that's for another time. If you read the Bible, it is God that told Mary and Joseph the name they are to give Jesus. He said, you are to call him Jesus. Christ is his title. Nazareth is where he's from. Amen. And he came, and we read a scripture. He took off what? Divinity. And he took on what? Likeness on earth. Now we saw how it came about. If you don't believe it, science should make you believe it. Because now we can take your sperm and go and put it in a woman far away, and child will come. Yes. May science make me believe the scripture more. It makes me believe it more. I used to think, we are all praying. How will God hear everyone's prayer? But when the lockdown came and we started having meetings on Zoom and we started having meetings on WhatsApp group, I could see that I'm in my room and I could hear everyone. There were some people even in Jamaica, America on it. I could hear them. I said, the thing is real. It's real. I said, how can we all have the Holy Spirit? How? But I realized we all have WhatsApp on our phone. But the WhatsApp itself, the data center is one at a place. Wow. So watch this. The Bible says, then one of them named Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, spoke up. You know nothing at all. You do not realize that it is better for that one man die for the people than the whole nation, what? Perish. What version is that? So, the Bible say it is better that one man would die for everyone to be saved. It is better for one man to die than one man to be saved for everyone to perish. John 19 verse 30. Amen. So this scripture we just read is telling us that it was a prophecy. And indeed, it is better that Jesus Christ die so that we will be saved. It is better that Jesus Christ die so that we will not what? Perish. That is why we call it Good Friday. It's not for fun. Because that is the day God died on earth that we would what? Be saved. That we would not what? Perish. So when Jesus died, look at what he said. He said, when Pilate heard this, he brought 3:0, please. John 19:30. He said, when he had received the drink, this is Jesus' last word on the cross. Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. When he was dying, the only thing said, it is what? Finished. Why? Because he came to die on earth. So when he finished, it is finished. It is finished. What am I saying tonight? What am I saying tonight? What I'm saying is, there's only one God. Sometimes we miss it. Sometimes, if you are not careful, you will think it's about us. You think it's about healing. You think it's about the pastor. No. There's only one God. It's about only one God. It's about only one God. This God is called Almighty God. Even the devils believe it. Even idol worship or idol worshippers, soothsayers, they all believe it. And they all acknowledge that one God. Thank God I'm from Ghana. When you see a fetish priest or an Obion, the Caribbeans call it Obion. Am I right? Obia. Yeah, Obia, Obia. You will see first famous, before he calls his idol, he has to acknowledge the Almighty God. Because there's an Almighty God. Yes, there's an Almighty God. Allah is not Almighty God. He is Allah, one of the several gods. Yes. His name is Allah. I'm talking about Almighty God. Amen. And that Almighty God loved us so much to the extent that he himself, he gave up what? Divinity. And came, took on the weakness of humans to intentionally die for us. What for? So that we will be what? Saved. So that we will be what? Saved. That's all. He said, no one arm could brought him what? No. Salvation. That's why the Bible says there's salvation in only one man. Only one person. He came in the form of a man. So if you are not saved, you are missing the point. It's a good Friday because by it, we don't perish. We stand the chance because it is better for one man to die that nation will not perish. If your concern in connection to God is the church, is the pastor, is the power, is the healing, the manifestation, and you are not saved, you are missing the point. If you love anything more than God, you are missing the point. You are in trouble. If you love the pastor, the singing, the manifestation, the preaching, the work more than God, you are missing it. If you are considering your gain, I beg you, you are missing it. You are missing it. It is not about those things at all. It is only about salvation. Any other thing is plus. That is why Almighty God came to die. Why? That we will be saved. His arm brought himself salvation because there was no man. Salvation is what brings peace. Salvation is what brings prosperity. Salvation takes away wickedness. Salvation is what brings security. Church do not bring security. Church do not bring peace. Oh, yes. But it says, save people who bring peace. Save people bring what? Security. And of course, church is for saved people. But it is easier to forget that it's to be saved. It's not a club. It's not taking off the box. If we don't get this, then we don't benefit from tonight, the deaf. I beg you, if I have caused you for your mind to be on me or on the church or on your healing or on your breakthrough instead of God, I have sinned against you. Forgive me. Forgive me. I'm telling you the truth. Today I'm telling you the purpose is one, God. The purpose is one, God. The reason is one, God. Jesus is the mediator. Jesus is the only way. And the reason why Jesus is the only way is because it is God coming in that form to give us a man we can relate to so that he can become a better high priest. If you think of me, that is why you pay tithe, you have failed. If you think of me, that is why you don't pay tithe, you have failed. Because it's God. If your attendance is me, you have failed. Because it is God. Why is it better that one man would die for the whole world to be saved? It's God. Ronaldo, put that picture on the screen. This is my. Remember, if you see this, remember. Say, Jesus is the invincible image. Is the image of what? The invincible God. God gave you someone you can look at to connect. To connect. That he will become what? Tangible to you. Amen. If you struggle to read your Bible, then God is not real to you. Because that's the only place you find him. Yes. That's the only place. He's the word. My work is to point you to him. If he doesn't exist, I do exist. In fact, if it wasn't for him, most of you see me, you not even notice me. So if you have looked at me and you have forgotten him, if it's my fault, I am sorry. Today I'm rectifying it. I'm just a simple messenger, one of the millions, a simple servant. But remember, it is God. And God is real. God walked the earth and he died as Jesus Christ for our salvation. It's not gimmicks. It's not a society. It's not a club. It's like, if you look at even the way we behave, it's like, want to work for God, we don't want to work for God. It's like, we want to belong, we don't want to belong. It's like, we need motivation to come, to go. It's like, we must be back. Sister, brother, the thing is real. If God Almighty came on earth just to die, then it's real. Remember the Isaiah we read? He said what? There was wickedness. Anyone who tried to do good is rather what? Destroy. There was none to intervene. Yes, we have needs. As human beings, we have needs. He helps. He's a helper. But it's not the needs. What are your needs? Money. Drug dealers can give you money. Right or wrong? Drug dealers can give you money. Yeah, they can give you money. So yeah, maybe money, but it's far above money. It's far above money. What am I saying today? And what am I saying tonight? I'm saying today we are remembering when God came to die for your sake. On that day, the Bible says, two people will be lying on the bed. One will be taken, one will be left. On that day, the Bible says, each one of us will account for himself. It's not, we quote, it is finished, as if it's prosperity, prosperity. It's as if, no, it is salvation.
It's salvation.
It is salvation. Amen. It is salvation. Husband, you want husband? Husband. There's a dating site called Christian Weaver. It can give you a husband. It can give you a husband. Oh, it's true. It can give you a husband. Oh, it can give you a husband. Even discos give people husband. Yes. Even though God gives husband, but the one thing that no one can give you is salvation. And that is why he came. And that is why he died. Hebrews said he suffered so that you'll be a better high priest. He'll be a better high priest to experience. God is real. Let's forget the gimmicks. Let's throw pride aside. Let's throw pride aside. We are ordinary human beings. Oh, yes. Yes. If you wake up in the morning, before you brush your teeth, do like this. You will see that you are ordinary. You will see that you are very ordinary. Yeah. Very ordinary, at your best. Yeah, at your best. Let's focus on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The pastor is not. The anointing is not. Anointing. Anointing is a great thing. What for? The miracles is a great thing. But the false prophet do likewise. They do likewise. Yeah, they do likewise. They do likewise. I say they do likewise. The power is a very great thing. But there are different powers. My spirit magnifies the Lord. My soul praises his name. For death could not hold him captive, even in the grave.
CDs, videos, books, and other information, please visit our website on www.devotionallightchurch.com. God bless you.